Today's show is sponsored by Geico Gecko, the movie. Finally, the lovable gecko that America has been in love with for years lights up the silver screen. And it's a real hoot watching the gecko try to bring affordable insurance to everybody he can. Featuring the voice talents of Josh Gad and Tom Sizemore, Geico Gecko, the movie is the kind of film you can ensure will provide a good time for all. Let's start the show. Everybody, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. Every episode of this show is an episode of Friends where we go in to the episode and figure it out. And thanks for listening. My name's Tom Sharpling. So let's go without further ado and meet my friends and your friends, the Friends. Meet My Friends, the Friends. Here we go. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends, where today we're talking about Season 3, Episode 11, the one where Chandler can't remember which sister. Sounds like a intriguing title for any of you who don't know what it is. It was written by Alexa Young and directed by Terry Hughes. And that aired on January 9th, 1997, the first episode of season, oh no, not the first episode of 1997. That's a Friends first, that an unofficial one. That's not the one that we're going to do. We have a better one for the show. To the plot of this episode, Joey astounds the gang with a card trick. Chandler's depressed over his breakup with Janice, so he gets drunk at a Joey's birthday party and fools around with one of Joey's sisters. Afterwards, he can't remember which sister, because Joey has like six or seven sisters. So Chandler has to sort this out, because he has to tell Joey that he's interested in his sister. So he goes to the family to try to sort it out with the sister in question, and then only gets himself in trouble by kissing the wrong sister, because he can't tell the difference, because they're all the same age, and they wear the same clothes, and yeah, it's... Rachel meets Mark at Monica's job, and Mark gets Rachel an interview at Bloomingdale's, and Ross worries about Mark's motives. Phoebe dates the noisy guy from upstairs, who seems able to charm himself out of any situation, and eventually Phoebe and this guy upstairs get romantic, and everyone can hear it. So that's what that's about. Let me just say as a side note, I want to say I'm not mad about this review that I got on the AV Club. That it's laughable to think that something like that would stick in my craw to this degree. It's like, yes, did the F minus sting? It's mean. I can laugh it off, though. I laugh at these things. This critic, Gene Standen, not Stanton, mind you, Standen. Would give anything to have a Friends recap podcast. So I think there's a fair amount of jealousy there. This is not something anyone can do. It does require, even though some of you, I'm sure, think I just come here and talk about episodes of Friends, who couldn't do that. It requires some skill and some talent to know how to do this. It's being a host, and that's not an easy skill set. It's not easy. Sometimes you see these guys on these recap shows, and you realize, and you start to think to yourself, it's like, what does this person ever bring to the table? How is there any value? This must be the most replaceable person on the planet. Why would a network fight? It's because it's a hard skill set to host this, and I'm showing it now with this Friends recap show. It takes a fair amount of talent to do. Not that I'm bragging, but I just want to say to Gene Standen, I dare you to do your own recap podcast about Friends or about anything else. It's harder than it looks. Today's sponsor, the Geico Gecko movie. Geico Gecko, the movie. Looking for a good time at the cinema? Hard to come by these days, right? Too often you go to the theater and all you're met with is a sea of stupid superheroes running around or some sort of violent car movie. It's all commercialized, and I'm going to change this. I don't know why they put a legitimate bad word in the thing. Crap. I'll say crap. Aimed at selling toys. It's all commercialized crap aimed at selling toys. Here's the perfect antidote to, and it's, they have antidote. Anecdote. They have anecdote down. It's antidote. I'm not sure who wrote this copy. I didn't write this. I sure wish I had an engineer slash producer to help me vet these things. But since Jason and Pat are no longer with the show, which I'm fine with, Pat less so, although, yeah, it's all commercialized crap aimed at selling toys. Here's the perfect anecdote. No, antidote. I'm reading what they have on this thing. Here's the perfect antidote to that. Geico Gecko, the movie. It's not aimed at children. It's not aimed at selling plastic garbage to children. It is aimed at selling insurance to children of all ages. Watch as the Geico Gecko goes from town to town peddling affordable home and auto insurance to people all across America. But this isn't just a lesson on insurance. The laughs come hot and heavy thanks to the voice talents of Josh Gad and Tom Sizemore. Geico Gecko the movie. It's a film that you can ensure will be a good time for everyone. So deduct 2¾ hours from your life and see it. I certainly hope this movie's not 2 hours and 2¾ hours. That would be nuts. I hope they're factoring in going to the theater and coming back home with that running time. I don't know. So this episode, the one where Chandler can't remember which sister, the stuff with Joey and Chandler and the sisters is funny. The Rachel stuff is good with the job. Although Ross is starting to get annoying with the neediness that he has. And basically Phoebe don't have a whole lot to do in this episode. Doesn't have a whole lot to do. This day in Friends history, the assassination attempt on this is an old day in Friends history. Forget that. So let's go to the different segments. How about Friends first? We'll go to that. Doing this by myself now, since I don't have an engineer. Friends first.
Friends first.
This is the first episode that has Chandler's name in the title. That's interesting. Friends fun fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
When Rachel tells Mark, the guy who is eating a hamburger at Monica's job, who eventually gets her the job, that if you go back to that, Rachel says, go back to your hamburger. And Monica says, it's actually a Barbara Streisand sandwich because it's a themed restaurant. It's actually a Barbara Streisand sandwich. I named it. Barbara Streisand was actually the first wife of Elliot Gould, who plays Monica and Ross's father, Jack Geller, on the show. Line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
Chandler says he's trying to figure out which sister it was that he made out with. Veronica! Look, it's gotta be Veronica. The girl in the red skirt. I definitely stuck my tongue down her throat. Monica says, that was me. Chandler, oh, look, when I've been drinking, sometimes I tend to get a little overly friendly, and I'm sorry. Monica says, that's okay. And then Rachel says, that's all right. And then Ross says, that's okay. Line of the episode. Rank the episode 7 out of 10. It's a good episode. Good Chandler stuff for once, but still not firing on all cylinders. And to rank the friends, Chandler, Joey, Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, and Ross. And, that's that. And I tell you all, thank you for listening To me, my friends, the friends, we will be back with another episode of this podcast, which will tell you all about another episode of Friends. So thanks for listening, and we will be back soon. Meet my friends, the friends. Thanks.